great. Thank you for joining me in studio.
No problem. Thank you for having me this evening, Amber.
Fantastic to have you on the show again. So Fred, I suppose we're approaching that time of year where typically graduations from college will be starting and they'll be taking place over the next kind of couple of weeks and months or so. And there'll be lots of newly qualified people hoping, I suppose, to get a job in the area that they've studied in. So kind of a pressureful time for them in a way as well. So I suppose when it comes to presenting maybe their best self and the best version of themselves as they're looking for a new job or a job in the career area that they want, what kind of advice would you have for them?
Yeah, it's a very daunting time for students coming out of college now. And I suppose it's really about making sure that you're seen and that your CV is at the top of the pile, especially when you've gone to the hardship of applying for the job. So your CV, it's your movie trailer. It's all about you. It's you putting the best foot forward. So what you need to make sure that employers want to read the full CV that you've sent in. So like the go-to small points here, make sure your CV's only got 2 pages long. Make sure that each CV for each individual job is around that job and the skills that you progress to progress to push you to the top of that list. Mm-hmm. It's vital that that CV reads well, that you're not an IT student going for a medical position, because obviously it's a waste of everybody's time there. But you've really got to make sure that your CV stands in line for that job description. So that will mean many, many students will have more than one CV.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And I suppose talking about the CV then, and, you know, there's the obvious things you should be putting in, but there are some obvious things that you shouldn't be putting in there maybe as well. So talk us through some of the main things that really should be included and then maybe some things that you can avoid or you can leave out maybe.
Okay, so the first thing I said there earlier is obviously keep it to 2 pages. Employers and HR and recruiters, we scan CVs. We look at CVs max 8 seconds. So the unique selling points of your CV has to jump out at us at that stage. Lead with strong personal skills, 3 to 4 lines about yourself, your career goals, and what you're trying to bring to this business. That's most important. Education first for grads. You've really got to put your highlights, your prioritise what you've done, internships and real examples of work that you've done in the place to show that you're going to sit into that environment and work well with others. Include your skills in demand. So again, depending on the role that you're going for, lead with the skills that's most on that job description that you found. You're tailoring each CV. You're making sure that that tailored CV is for that application.
Really good advice. You mentioned as well there that, you know, there might be more than one CV, so you can't just, I suppose, draft one copy up and decide to hand it out everywhere, because it's better to, I suppose, as you said, make it specific to the job if you really want to get it or to the role that's being advertised. Are we seeing younger people now maybe turning to the likes of AI and stuff to write their CV, and is that maybe a no-go or is it actually helpful for them?
It's very helpful. But you've got to be able to read between the lines. AI is primarily American. So a lot of the spelling coming out of AI is American at the moment. You're going to see a lot of icons of smiley faces, emojis, I should say. And you've got a lot of these appearing, especially around telephone numbers, web addresses. You also see massive minus signs in the CV, where in American language, they put a lot of these minus signs in between words, where we don't in Europe. So when you've done your CV through AI, that doesn't mean you've done it and walk away at that and pat yourself on the back. That's taken you max 10 seconds. So now you've got to put a further half an hour to 45 minutes into that application, making sure your cover letter is really in detail, but also your skills on that particular job is in there. So again, to go back, Amber, using AI is brilliant. Don't be silly. Don't recreate the wheel by redesigning your CV. And there's hundreds of different examples of CVs in the big ones, ChatGPT or whatever. But what you want to do is proof it and ask family, friends, mums, dads, brothers, sisters to proof it and make sure that the American spellings aren't there, because that's your real giveaway sign that you've used it.
Yeah, okay, that's really good advice. You mentioned a cover letter there as well. What does that entail for people, we'll say, that have never done one before? Like, where should they start with a cover letter?
A cover letter's a really nice, friendly introduction of yourself, who you are, what you are, why you're applying for that job. Dropping similarities between what you've done in college and what you've done in previous work examples. Mm-hmm. And that really is your indication to go, hi, I am here, I am real, I am not writing this via AI like your CV. And you personalize it to that company on geographical location where you're from, people that you may know that are doing very well in the business that have been there currently or previously from a college that you've come from, or indeed dropping the ladder and saying, this is why I want to work with you. It's lovely for an employer to receive a letter saying, It's Fred here from Red Chair Recruitment, and I live 2 miles away from you or 5 miles away from your site, and it's something that I've passed for the last 5-10 years of my life, and I'd love to have a look inside the door and see what you guys can do.
It sounds like it's a really good way to, I suppose, introduce yourself when they haven't ever met you as of yet, we'll say, and maybe like hopefully get that invitation to come in. As you said there, it's a good first impression maybe if you get the cover letter right.
Absolutely it is. And a big one is we give less and less on handwriting. So if your son or daughter, or if you, him or her that are applying for the role, if you've got good handwriting, definitely throw it in. It's making it more personalised. It's very rare to see it now. And again, it'll make you and your application stand out at the top of the line.
Okay, that's really interesting. And Fred, you know, I suppose online is a place now where people would, you know, look for jobs. I suppose they'd be advertising the radio, they'd be in the paper as well, depending on, you know, where the firm was advertising. But if someone is listening and they're looking out for those kind of job advertisements and they don't see one that will say is specific to their area of study in the area maybe where they want to be living or where they are living at the moment, can they drop into like a different organisation, we'll say, and just leave a CV there and introduce themselves that way? Is that a good idea, even if there are no potential roles there at the moment?
That's an excellent way to do it. And again, this is where your cover letter is going to really get you to the right person in there. So in big, bold writing, you'd want to put at the end the reason for the letter, the reason for the application. You want to make sure that your CV, when you just drop one in willy-nilly to a business, that it's going to get to the right area. So, and I'm in HR, I've been in HR for the last 20, 25 years and more. Just sending it into HR does not mean that it's going to get to the right place either. So LinkedIn is your biggest friend here. We use LinkedIn the most in Ireland. We really are big users of LinkedIn. So individual hiring managers, individual businesses like to shout it from the rooftops how good they are. So if you're looking for a job in a particular area and you're looking at an SME or any kind of size of a business, if you go to LinkedIn, you're going to see who the decision makers are 9 times out of 10, what he or she is doing in the business. And you can personalize your email and your letter or your handwritten letter into that person and going, like you, Mr. Hiring Manager or Miss Hiring Manager, I've started on the same background. I see we went to the same college together. I see we've got the same kind of traits. I see you played for Kerry. I see you've played for X, Y or Z soccer team, football team. And you can really personalise a lovely letter and bring out some nice individual similarities to that business and that company that will allow you then to be able to meet face to face.
Okay, fantastic. That's great to hear. And I suppose looking at the industry or sector, should I say, here in Kerry, what are the kind of areas where you're noticing that there are vacancies at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really good one. So engineering is dominating at the moment. Business-related graduate programmes are very much on the want at the moment. There's a lot of business there, health and safety, early learning years as well, and agri-engineering roles. There's a lot of diversity in the marketplace at the moment. So they will be the real go-to areas that we're seeing a lot of demand for at the moment here locally.
And in terms of those, I suppose, different areas that are looking for people to hire at the moment, is it more kind of like SMEs that you're seeing now as well, or is it like the larger companies that are looking, or is it a mixture of both?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Like, we over 70% of new jobs in Ireland, and especially down around here, are SMEs. They're not the big corporates. So 1 in 4 jobs as well, they're being filled through personal recommendations, and it's who you know in there. So within the jobs that are on the go, you've got to kind of open up your vision into seeing who is out there and who is hiring. And from those jobs that are hiring, it's about making sure that you're at the top of the tier, you're the first on the list when you're in there. So don't just concentrate on the Facebooks, the LinkedIns, the big financial houses in the area. You've really got to look at the smaller companies that can also really catapult your career. So if you go into an SME and you've got a really good hiring line manager, you're going to learn a hell of a lot more there in the first 6 to 12 months before you have to kind of look at the bigger areas, such as Dublin, Limerick, Galway.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of, I suppose, you know, you've gone through all the steps there in terms of, we'll say, putting the cover letter, the CV together in the hopes that someone might get called for an interview. If they do get called, it can be quite a nerve-wracking time, especially for someone, we'll say, newly out of college, because they may not have ever done a big interview like that. They might have had summer jobs, but it might have been on a more kind of casual basis maybe, or just mightn't have been, I suppose, as stressful because they're in the real world now maybe in terms of having their first big job. So what kind of advice would you have for someone that's preparing for an interview maybe but is really nervous and just wants to make the best impression they possibly can? Like, is there any way that they can keep those nerves at bay?
No. We've all been there. Here, I've just come into Amber and she's scaring the hell out of me here in the studio here in Tralee. No, nerves are natural. Nerves keep you on your tiptoes. Nerves drive you. We all have to be nervous when you go in for an interview. I don't care who you are, okay? So first of all, to the people out there that get nervous going in there, don't be. And if you are, look at your interview across the line. They were where you were sitting at one point as well. So they're equally, and I really mean this, they're like, we've all been there, so don't be nervous. The best way around getting out of nerves is research who you're meeting, why you're meeting them, and what you're trying to get across in there. So again, where I started off this interview there with Amber a few minutes ago, is your CV has to be about you. We all love talking about ourselves. Guys, I'd sit here for an hour talking about how great I am, the best father in the world, la, 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 la. But what you really want to do is have your elevator pitch in an interview. You need your 30 seconds of, this is who I am, this is what I've done in college, and this is where I want to get to. You've also got to highlight in that elevator pitch the voluntary work that you've done in college, or indeed the proper work you've done. We don't want to hear about what you've done in TY. No disrespect to TY. It's an amazing service. My own kids did it in the intermediate school in Killorgan. They all loved it. But literally, your TYs are only a week here or a week there. Unless you did the Radio Kerry TY, which my eldest boy did. That was brilliant. Keep that one on your CV. You've got to highlight that an employer is looking for somebody that's personable, that can talk, that has the confidence. If you go into an interview there and you sit there and you walk out the door and your mum or dad ask, how did you do the interview? And you went, oh, it was grand, it was great, and you ask no questions. That's where you're letting yourself down. So practice in front of a mirror. As weird as this sounds, talk to yourself. Go online. Let's talk about ChatGPT again. Go in and ask them, what are the questions I should be getting across? What are the bullet points I should be doing? You copy and paste your CV, drop it into ChatGPT, drop the job description into ChatGPT and say, can you give me 3 or 4 questions that I should be getting across? Okay. Depending on the job then as well that you're going for, it's important that you do have questions. Every interview ends in that horrible silence, Amber, doesn't it? And you've got this 5-6 seconds at the very end and like there's this silence. You need to have a killer closed question for that as well. They're going to ask you any more questions and then you're going to go, no, thanks, and walk out the door. You don't do that. You have to have a question. A pen and paper as well. Bring it in with you and have your questions written down and have all your notes ready for you to be able to talk through in that interview.
Okay, that's really good advice. When you think of a killer question, what do you mean?
Well, if we take sales, for instance, you're sitting across a panel of 1 or 2 people. You're selling yourself. ABC, always be closing, okay? It's a vital rule of sales. Turn around to the panel and go, hi guys, I've loved everything I've seen today. I really like the environment. I've done my research for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason why you're not going to hire me for this job? Now, they're going to hate you for this. They are going to hate you. But what you're doing is you're proving that you can sell, you can close, you can get into that environment. Now, every industry has its own position. Mm-hmm. So you can start with that line. Is there any reason what I've done here? Have I too much experience? Have I too little experience? Is there anything that I could have done better to make sure you're calling me back in the next round of an interview?
Okay, that's really interesting. And I can imagine as well, as obviously, you know, kind of selling yourself that way, it shows interest as well, because if you kind of sit there and say you don't have any questions, it kind of maybe might come across that you're not overly interested in the position maybe.
Yeah, absolutely it will. And it'll show that you haven't got the confidence to ask those questions, because an employer doesn't want to hire someone that's going to sit in the corner and you have to be nudged every now and again with a stick to see are you alive. You want someone in there that's going to be a part of this team and bring a load more to the party. The employer wants to see that you want to learn, that you're going to be there for at least a few years to give back to him or her, because the cost for any industry or any company bringing somebody in is quite a lot, mm-hmm. depending on where you've come from. So you want to show that you've a bit of oomph about you and that you're willing to be here to be trained and to learn and to give back and make that company profitable and help within the environment you've been hired for.
That's really interesting. And Fred, I suppose just before we finish up, you mentioned earlier that there's a lot that employers are looking for, I suppose, in terms of the people that can communicate well, that can add to the team and that can deliver, I suppose. And, you know, you've gone through a few different pointers there. But in terms of someone that's listening and they're kind of sitting at home, what are the main things, I suppose, because obviously I know they're looking for a lot, but the main things that employers are kind of focusing on now when they're looking at hiring people?
Well, I suppose just I didn't touch on it there is obviously within your own social media, tone your Instagram down, guys. So there's no point in having you you partying and pints of beer and everything, because that's the first thing that we do is we'll go onto LinkedIn, Instagram. If you're that bit older, Facebook, X, we'll have a quick look to see, are you a partier? Have you been out there? Is there pictures of you on your back in a pub? Da-da-da-da-da. Make sure you tone your Insta down. Yeah. Make sure your LinkedIn, which is your second CV, your live working CV, make sure that's up to date and a carbon copy, at least, of the broader CV that you have out there. Okay. Yeah, the standout things is that you have strong communication skills, you look well, you've done your research on the business, you come in with a firm handshake, you keep eye contact in the interview, you're confident then as well by taking and scribbling down a few notes. The other big one that I didn't get to touch on there, sorry, there's so many ideas I can throw here, is also reply with an email afterwards or indeed a letter and send in a letter at the very, very end and thank that interviewer for his or her time, because that shows again that you are keen and you can even ask one or two questions in that final interview letter as well when you've met them. So it's another area. But I think it's just to go back to your question there, Amber, go in there buzzing. Make sure you've had a good night's sleep. Make sure you've had a load of water. Really show that you're interested, because the more questions you have and the more enthusiasm you have for the role, the better you're going to do. And be clear and to the point. Kerry's a very small county as well within a working environment. So do your research. Ask your friends and family, do you know anybody that works in there? Mm-hmm. And also then, if you haven't got that work experience, offer some work experience. Get some stuff on your CV that is there. So potentially that client might be looking for somebody a bit more experienced, and they'll say it to you in the interview and say, well, can I have 2 months, 3 months of work experience with you guys for free? I really want to work here. So it'll be like a working interview for that period of time as well.
That's a fantastic idea. Brilliant. Just before we finally do finish up, I suppose if anyone wants to reach out to you, Fred, and to find out a little bit more or just to get a bit more advice maybe, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's in Killarney is where our head office is. We're in and out of Tralee all the time. We're dotted all over the place. So we're in the RDI hub in Kilorgan and we're in Killarney on New Street. Literally pick up the phone. And this was the biggest piece of advice I'm going to give you. We're a free service to candidates. We do not charge. So if you guys want help, ring up. We'll help you write your CV. We'll point you in the right direction. We'll proof a CV for you. And indeed, if you've got that interview and you just want to have two or three questions, you can run them past any of us because we are local. We want you to succeed. We're here as a free service to give back across the county. So don't think it's a silly question by ringing in and asking X, Y, and Z. And the other hot tip I'm just going to give for you to do not let your mum and dad apply for jobs on your behalf. Make sure you send your CV in yourself. There's nothing worse. And I really mean it. And we have droves, and I mean it. And it's embarrassing. Even though mum and dad wants us to get work and help, if you're sending your mum up to any employer's, potential employer's office, it really is a big fat X against your name, because you should be doing that. Get out of bed, get off your phone, get out of the pubs. Just go in and do and put a day aside and apply yourselves. It will come back to help you.
Okay, that's fantastic. Really good advice. And we've gotten through loads and loads there of great tips and everything. So I'm sure there'll be lots of people delighted to have heard those tips and stuff. But thank you for coming in and for talking to us.
My pleasure, Amber. Thank you.